30 people dead. U.S. forces have killed Abdur Rahman Mustafa al-Quduli, an Islamic State finance minister also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday.
We are systematically eliminating ISIL's cabinet. Indeed, the U.S. military killed several key ISIL terrorists this week, including, we believe, Haji Iman.
Carter would not say whether Quduli, also known as Haji Iman, was killed in Iraq or Syria, nor would he say whether the IS leader was killed in a raid or an airstrike. According to U.S. defense official, Quduli was actively plotting to conduct terror attacks in the West. The official said the U.S. military believes Quduli was providing money to foreign fighters trying to develop and carry out attacks similar to the attack this week in Brussels. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomb blast Friday night killed at least 40 people and wounded more than 80 others. Authorities say the suicide bomber detonated his explosive belt on an athletic field 40 kilometers south of the capital, Baghdad. The French news agency reports the explosion happened when officials were handing out trophies to players after a local football tournament. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for that attack. Three western U.S. states, Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington, are holding Democratic presidential caucuses today in the run-up to the Democratic convention. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the front-runner with a commanding lead in the delegate count, but Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders refuses to quit, and in some places he is considered a formidable opponent for Clinton. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News.